is life-changing. I admit to being in the privileged position of knowing Jodie and have seen her rewilding journey over the last few years. I am very aware of just how much she has to offer in terms of her expertise and knowledge. And this audiobook is full of autistic wisdom that is imperative to share as widely as possible. Covering a full range of topics, but with a clear focus on burnout and trauma, Jodie leads the listener through essential aspects of what autistic burnout is, why it currently exists, and what can be done about it. At times deeply unsettling, Jodie's narrative demonstrates just how important it is that society understands the perspective of the child through their own autistic lens. And she provides many examples of how differing experiences are likely to lead to very different outcomes. While the subject of the audiobook is what makes the content so unsettling, Jodie does a fabulous job at balancing this out with a positive spin, with genuinely useful suggestions as to how autistic children and adults can be supported and can support themselves to reduce risk of autistic burnout. Jodie is not only a fantastic human being, she is also a very accomplished author. It's been a few years since I first listened to any of Jodie's work, but the process has lost none of its appeal. Having excellent autism knowledge is fairly rare. Having excellent autism knowledge along with the gift of being able to transfer that knowledge in an effective way is rarer still. In Stop the World, I Want to Get Off, Jodie has completed an audiobook that has extraordinary richness and depth, written in such a way to be eminently accessible to the listener. Autistic children and young people are having a tough time currently. It is time for this wonderful population to thrive, not just survive. It is time for the ableist attitudes, lack of genuine knowledge, to take a back seat, and for society as a whole to wake up to the current reality that is destroying autistic lives. With this audiobook, Jodie has set out a platform for change, and I am delighted to be one of the first people to have been given the chance to learn from it. Listen to this book. You won't regret it. Dr. Luke Bearden, Senior Lecturer in Autism, Sheffield Hallam University. Introduction. 4 years old. Just 4 years old when he crashed. Barely past being a toddler, a preschooler, my baby. A baby who could no longer leave the house, no longer wear clothing, no longer manage footwear of any type, no longer be in another room away from one of their parents, no longer be left alone with a grandparent, no longer manage attending preschool, no longer manage the same sleep or food routines, no longer manage self-care routines such as bathing, brushing teeth, haircuts or hairbrushing, experiencing increased meltdowns, demand avoidance, anxiety and sensory sensitivities. My baby was broken. He isn't an isolated case. I recognised it for what it was because I had seen it so many times before in the young people and the children I work with. I knew that no mental health practitioner could help. I knew that nobody could help. I knew it would take time, potentially a long, long time. I knew that recovery would mean big changes to his, mine, and the rest of the family's lives. I knew that what he needed was what I have since coined as, "Stop the world, I want to get off." A bit about me. I am a parent to three neurodivergent children. I am a practitioner working with neurodivergent children and their families. I am a trainer in autism and ADHD. I am a writer of all things autism and ADHD, and I am an academic autism researcher. I am also an autistic ADHDer myself. As a result of my passion for the subject, I have achieved a master's in autism with a focus on autistic masking,